Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The following is a special free preview of the Extra Extra Funny podcast. Subscribe now to TJ Riggins Prime Plus to get every episode of Extra Extra Funny. Enjoy.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Okay, my name is TJ and I have zero experience with hallucinogenic mushrooms.
Same.
Yeah, I have no experience with any type of hallucinogenic drug. So much so that when I didn't know any difference between magic mushrooms and crack. I thought they were the same caliber of drug.
Well, yeah, you wouldn't know.
I was quickly mocked and corrected by two stoners when I made that assumption. Well, one stoner, one former stoner.
There you go.
But if you are consuming the magic mushrooms, you know what you're about to get into, unless somebody gives them to you and you don't know it. Like, hey, try this pizza. These are special mushrooms. Wink. And then you eat it, and next thing you know, you think that stars are flying out of your crotch. But these hikers in New York went up on top of a mountain to enjoy some shrooms, and they got so high they had to call for the rescue people to come get them. Which, you know, they got to climb all the way, locate them, climb all the way up there, get them back down. You know, like if somebody breaks their leg hiking and they can't move, or whatever, they have to go up there and try to get them, or they're lost. That rescue crew. And they get up there, and it's just because these idiots have gone up to enjoy the mushrooms, and they got too high to get back down.
So they were just scared to try to get back down, I guess. They were so high up.
I don't understand how it works, but they're so high that they are high enough to call 911, but not high enough to move.
Yeah, that'll happen to you. Like a little temporary paralysis, not crazy unusual for some people, but this just happened a couple months ago. There was a similar story where I think it was a group of three young women that went hiking and took mushrooms, and they had to call 911 because they couldn't get down or couldn't get back. So that is a worrying trend. You know, back in my day when you took drugs, you just sort of hung out at somebody's apartment and you just chilled. You'd put on like an episode of
SpongeBob.
I don't know.
I don't know. I've
heard that. Like, you know, Jersey Shore or like Parks and Recreation, you know, something light, you know. You don't go hiking. I mean,
now,
I don't
do know. They take them before they go hiking, or do they take them? Do you take them or do you eat them? What's the proper terminology for mushrooms?
Okay. You eat them.
Did they wait until they got up to the top of the mountain and they're looking down, and then they eat the mushrooms, and then they want to experience it from up there and then realize we can't get back down?
You know, I don't know. This just sounds like a rookie move all over. So I got a feeling they probably were like, let's get there. Let's, unpack our bag or whatever. Let's take the mushrooms and then get started. So...
It's so dangerous because they could just fly right off the side.
Yeah. Yeah. The last place you would want to be, you know, wouldn't have your faculties about you, I would think, would be on the top of a mountain.
Yeah. Anywhere high up. Yeah. So how long would it last? I guess it depends on how much you take. But like, let's say the average dosing, I don't even know, one mushroom, how long is that going to last?
It's hard to say because, you know, it all depends on the strength of the mushrooms and how much they took, but it could last anywhere from a couple hours to an entire day if you took a lot of mushrooms.
You saute dope mushrooms and put them on a steak?
It's a good question. I don't know.
Cook the dope out of it if you cook them.
I do remember in hearing people put them on like a Chick-fil-A sandwich or something, like to make them taste better. Sure. But apparently they taste terrible. Tastes like awful cow manure.
And do you have to eat them, or can you smoke them?
Can you smoke them? I don't know. You know, I know they make like powders from these mushrooms now that you find in like all kinds of stuff, in sodas and like snacks and stuff. It's these ground up mushrooms. Now they're not psychedelics, but they have, they're like potent mushrooms. And
the trend now is to do like medical mushrooms. So I have a friend that buys this chocolate. I guess it's got the mushrooms in it. And she doses herself to where it would be a similar effect to like, say, a Zoloft or like an anxiety medicine. But she claims that it's natural, and this doctor gives them to her, blah, blah, blah. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Like, she claims that she doesn't trip or, you know, whatever you call it. But it just keeps her calm, which I don't know. I mean, I guess everyone's different, but.
Is this a doctor that has a regular doctor's office and he looks like a normal physician? He's like a general practitioner that gives them to her? Or is he a doctor who teaches English at the college?
Right. I did ask her that. He's got an actual office. He's a practiced physician. You know, he's older. He's like in his 60s. I don't know. I think some people are starting to really get on this trend, and I don't know if it's going to be a thing, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd rather just probably take anxiety medicine, honestly.
These are medical magic mushrooms.
Right.
Don't you get it?
Don't you? You're so silly.
You don't get it.
I'm tripping my balls off in a Harris Teeter. Like, that's not fun to me.
Yeah. I'm the class mom.
Yeah. Have you heard, have y'all, speaking of this type thing, I just watched a 20-minute TikTok thing or whatever with an influencer saying how beneficial nicotine is. Have we talked about that yet?
There's a lot of discussion about it.
Takes these little nicotine patches and put some in her to, and apparently she hasn't been sick in 2 years. Her immune system's great. It was all these things. I mean, that's hard for me to believe. After all of this, they're finding out that nicotine is like legit.
Nicotine wasn't the bad, like nicotine itself, as in cigarettes, wasn't the bad part about it. It was all the other carcinogens and everything else. And the nicotine was just what kept you addicted to it, right?
Exactly. Yeah. The tobacco is kind of what causes the tar and the, you know, the negative side effects.
She did say in the thing, like, listen, this is pure nicotine. It's going to give you an energy boost to where you don't need coffee anymore. But you're going to have all these health benefits. But word on the street is that it is addictive. And a lot of people say that's not true. She's like, I'm here to tell you it's freaking true.
Oh yeah.
Like, I got to have it in my mouth at all times. I'm like, that's not good. I mean, she's like, but so is Diet Coke. So is sugar. So is, you know, she goes into this whole thing and I'm like, well.
But isn't that what vaping is? If you just do regular, what vaping was created to be, isn't it just nicotine?
It's nicotine and some kind of oils and stuff like that. But what keeps you addicted is certainly the nicotine. And the science is not fully in on the vaping stuff. Is it safer than cigarettes? A lot of people say yes, but a lot of experts and doctors say that it just offers a new kind of complication to your health.
And she said, like, how the vaping is different is that it's like hurting your lungs, I guess, whereas the patch. But granted, a lot of dentists commented, honey, the patch is depleting your gums at the time. Like,
anything you're putting in your mouth that's making your gums sting, they're being, you know, shot with needles. That can't be good. No. I'm no dentist, but it seems to me.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins. Get the latest Extra Funny episode at tjriggins.com, all major podcast platforms, and on YouTube. Thank you for joining us. In 3, 2, 1. This is TJ and Riggins.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.